psalm this morning is Psalm 135, and it talks about praise. Dottie, stand up. Stand up. Okay, put your arms in that jacket. I want you to put your arms in the jacket. Now, praising him would be Dottie turning around in that jacket till all that fringe flies out, right? Amen. She dances every morning, so I want her in the jacket so she can move her arms, and God is going to be able to see that fringe on that lady.
Amen.
Praising
Amen.
Him this morning.
Amen.
That's what it's all about, isn't it? Thanks,
yeah.
Dottie. Hallelujah. In King James it says, praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Praise him. O ye servants of the Lord that stand in the house of the Lord, in the courts, the house of our God. Praise the Lord, for the Lord is good. Sing praises unto his name, for it is pleasant. Dottie, you can sit down again. Praise God. Praising him is pleasant to him. It's Father's Day. Is he your father?
Yes.
He is my heavenly father. He's your heavenly father. What would we like to do for him on Father's Day? We would like to do something pleasing for him. We want to please our earthly fathers. We love it when our kids bless their fathers on Father's Day. Amen. And that is pleasant to him for us as his kids to praise him. It's interesting, four times it says, praise ye the Lord, and the word is hallel. And hallel means to be clear, to shine, to make a show, to boast, to be clamorously foolish. Yes, even having Dottie stand up and twirl around. Maybe that's foolishness to the human eye, but to God's eyes it's delightful and pleasing. To rave, to celebrate, to commend, to glory, and to give light. Amen. That's what he wants to do. Pastor Carl shared with us this morning, he saw this note and he says, hello. He says, that's the beginning of the word hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Hallelujah. He says in the Hebrew, four times it's hallel. The last time where it says sing praises to his name, the Hebrew word is zamar. And that means striking with the fingers or striking an instrument with the fingers, to play upon, to make music, to celebrate in song and music. Now, the psalm talks us about praising, but it says, praise his name. What is his name? Well, it isn't just name, like Bob or John or whatever. In the Hebrew, when it said, talked about a person's name, that name described their very character. Remember, God didn't like the names, and so he would change people's names. He says, no, you will be called by, and then give him a different name. Well, because that meant God was looking at his character, and that character did not anymore express, that name did not express the previous character, but God was changing him, and he gave him a different character. Well, God's character never changes. His name is his character. And what is that character? He's good. It goes on in the psalm to say he's good. He's wonderful. He's greater than any God. He does what he pleases. He causes weather and it changes. Sunshine, Lord, please. He has the power to destroy and to raise up. He performs miracles. His name endures forever. He vindicates. He has compassion. And he is simply awesome. My daddy in heaven is awesome. Your daddy in heaven is awesome. What a daddy. It doesn't make any difference what kind of daddy you had on this earth. You got one in heaven that's better and better and better than your earthly father ever was. So because he's awesome, let's stand and let's say this psalm from the New Living as we read it today in our reading. Praise the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise him. You who serve the Lord. You who serve the house of the Lord. In the courts of the house of our God.
Praise the Lord.
For the Lord is good.
Celebrate his lovely name
with music.
Amen. And that's exactly what we're going to do. We're going to celebrate him with music.